the opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right. Welcome, of course, to my radio show here on this Saturday. And, of course, we're on www.mybroadcast.com. And, Brother Rob, you got my cell number. Text me if it's not coming in clear. I am on my phone. I'm caught in a situation. I cannot get to the studio. But, as always, I'm consistent and on my point. Welcome to the Mike Radio Show here, of course, at www.mybroadcast.com. EDV.com. I'm also on Mike Live. Hello, Pastor Sharon, Steve Gray, Brother Joshua Quinn Wayne, one of the greatest souls in the world. We're coming to continue to train, equip, and raise up the saints. And my job in this hour as an apostle of radical change is to bring the real deal to the table, let you know exactly what the church should be involved in and how we can escape error and focus on the things that are most important, setting what I call kingdom priority, and not to be tricked and bamboozled or hoodwinked. A lot of stuff that's not that important. And sometimes we tend to get off on stuff that's really not that important when it comes to the things of God. All right? So we're going to stick with this topic. Let's pray and let's get into this. And if you have any comments or anything you're learning, something you want to post is okay. And we thank God. And we come to you, we're brought to you by M3 KON. I'm on the air because I got faithful givers who faithfully tithe and so see that allows us to stay on the air. To my president, Crystal, M318 and SIT, or so many other things on social media. Thank you, Sister Crystal, my president, to my staff, Pastor Sharon, Minister Danielle. These three keep it going. Lakeisha Menz, God bless you. And I'm going to teach something that may be controversial, but it's something that we need to hear continually. I'm sorry that we tend to hear a type of gospel that is only a part of the whole. And so my job as a man of God, as an apostle and a prophet, is really explain to you what is the true purpose of the church and how God uses a lot of different things to communicate a concept. And God can even use fictional things to communicate a non-fictional kingdom truth. Let me say it again. God can sometimes use a fictional thing. It could be a story, a poetry, a song, to communicate a what I call a non-fictional kingdom truth. You know, use the term fictional, it's only represent fake, it's not real, fake. You know, but when you say non-fictional, it means it's the truth. So I'm going to communicate kingdom truth to you, but sometimes some of the stuff that is communicating, which is non-fictional, it comes through fictional means. And I've been using the Avengers, the movie, Avengers the Endgame. I talk about Thanos and the kingdom of darkness against the Avengers and the kingdom of light. And even though this is a cartoon and most folks like to talk about Marvel, a movie, they think it's fake, it's funny, but there's so many kingdom instructional truths in this movie that cannot be ignored. You got to deal with this thing and you got to see it from the prospect or the aspect to where it's coming from. This Avengers movie broke all records, over $1.3 billion in approximately 12 days. One of the fastest films ever to make $1 billion in so less of time. And the question is, why is it that people are so infatuated by this Marvel movie? Because quite frankly, it's kingdom. It's what the whole Bible is about. Thanos is the devil. He got a bunch of demons and devils working for him. He wants to take over these stones. Stones in the Bible represents the church, right? And he carry a sword in the last picture, ripping all the things behind until they all got together on one team, assembled to fight and overthrow him. When the last Avengers movie, the Infinity, he beat all their behinds. But then they got back together, they regathered, they got together so they can overthrow him, who thought that he controlled the mountain, he controlled the hills, and he controlled the power. He then got a hold of the glove. That glove has five fingers on it. Those five fingers represent the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. On top of the glove are the six stones. The Bible says we are the living stones. As a matter of fact, Peter is called a little stone. All right? Christ is Living Christ, the Son of God, is called the Stone of Gibraltar, which means a large stone. So God wants to build us up as small stones, make a one large stone, so we, Jesus Christ and the Father, by the Holy Ghost, can live as one. So wherever God's presence is, there goes Mount Zion. Wherever God's presence is, so is the heavenly Jerusalem. Where God's presence is, it's also called the city of the living God. Where God's presence is, there's also there's uncountable angels, can't even count them. Where God's presence is, there's a joyful assembly, a party, and a dance. Where there's God's presence is the assembly of the firstborn. That's the church, all right? Assembly means Avengers assemble, come together, operate as a team. These names are written in heaven. That's what God's presence is. He's also the God that judges all. He is the righteous judge. He can correct, he can destroy, because when we correct and destroy, it always comes out right. There's no wrong in God. We also, it's called the spirits of the righteous made perfect. So positionally, we was made perfect, righteously was made in Christ, and he perfects us as he raises us up. And it's also called to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Watch this, to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. That's 10 things, and I call this a wave of glory. And you're going to see that once you really begin to understand what I'm teaching and preaching, and some people might feel, oh, some people feel that I spend too much time talking about the Avengers, but it's my radio show. I talk about as long as I want. You can always find somebody else. I use all things to communicate kingdom concepts because I realize that sometimes the voice of the world or the voice of media is more powerful than the preacher on Sunday morning. So you got to know how to play your games right. You got to know how to pick your spots. You got to know how to communicate your message. So when any time someone sees or hears for anything else, they relate it back to the kingdom of God. And so this whole battle between Thanos and this kingdom of darkness versus the Avengers assemble in the kingdom of light is a battle of who positions himself, who knows who they are. Are they bringing their full to the table? At the end of the movie, of course, it was Thor, Iron Man, Captain America that started out fighting Thanos, but it took all the Avengers to overthrow him. And at the end of the story, I'm sorry, I'm giving you a warning. If you didn't see it yet, I'm sorry. At the end of the story, the one you think least likely end up being the hero. But he gave his life for being the hero. The Bible says, you know, what kind of love you have to lay down your life for your fellow man? So when you start to operate in these things I'm teaching you, somehow you become less about yourself and more about your neighbor. You are concerned about others around you. You're concerned that not you the best preacher or you the greatest one since sliced bread. You learn to encourage and you push one another. That's where the true love comes at. Okay, so this stuff I'm teaching you is loaded with information. I'm going to tell you, I get persecuted for this stuff. I know what Paul feels like when Ephesians says, for this purpose, while I was thrown in jail, I believe he was teaching the book of Ephesians, and the religious structures of that day did not appreciate the words that Paul was saying, that he was called before the foundation of the world, and you were seated with God in heavenly places. That was too much information for some of them Jews, and they locked him up in Ephesus. And he's under great persecution. And let me tell you something, to the level of your revelation also determines the level of your affliction and your opposition. So when you know a lot or have come into a lot, the opposition is stronger. Sometimes the devil will send his best demons against people who are less threat. He always come after those who got more of a threat and more of a knowledge of who they are. Because to the level of what you know, to the level of your understanding, determines the output of the kingdom that's flowing through you. And so this is the stuff I'm teaching and I'm preaching right now. So get your Bible, and let's read you a portion of scripture I've read before, but I want to read it again and again until it gets inside of your head. Because I realize a lot of times we teach stuff, but it don't get from the head to the heart. I heard my professor say this past week, it's got to get from the head to the heart. Once it gets to the heart, then it starts to produce. Another word for heart is your spirit, all right? So we want to get it from your head to your heart. And I'll read the scripture to you that you probably heard read many times, but I'll read it to you again because it's going to really allow you to understand this scripture that I'm going to share with you, and it'll also point to you about heavenly Jerusalem and about Mount Zion and about the city of God and about where God's presence dwells. When you begin to put these things together, it should change your mentality. It should change how you see your world. It should affect your dress code. It should affect how you approach life because you understand that you are royalty. You're called to a great table. You got a chair at the table where the angels can't sit, where the angels can't sit, and they got a, you got a song that the angels can't sing. God gave me a song. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master Avenue Reformed Church, Pastor Tony Vincent, and Donna, and Mr. God, and the junior choir. And we got a song that the angels cannot sing. We've been redeemed. We sit at the table with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a covenant right to all the promises that God made to Christ Jesus because we're in that seed. But going to heaven is not the goal. So that's the catch 22 that I hear a lot of people getting to heaven, trying to make it in. And that type of trying to make it in mentality has affected us because by Christ, we're already in there. We're at home plate. That's the problem. We take up a few spaces at the same time. We show aspects of being out of my presence. We're in the third, second, first heaven all at the same time. I'm seated in heavenly places. That's my third heaven spot. I stand in my spiritual authority and live in the spirit realm, second heaven. That's my second heaven spot. My first heaven spot is the earth. I walk it out. I walk things out in the spirit, in the physical earth. So I go from the three to the two to the one. Third heaven is also called the kingdom of God. That's where everything is inside of the womb of a mother, like the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. Second heaven is a place of spiritual warfare. The Bible says violence takes about force. In this heaven, there's a violence. Whereas the most aggressive gets their agenda to be produced. Either Thanos, I said the devil, or either the church and the Avengers. Whoever's the most aggressive, whoever really is determined to do what God says, will see those productivity activity in the first heaven, which we also call the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, not thy kingdom go. All right, so our mentality, our Bible studies, our teacher, our equippers is going to really set the destiny to what we feel life is about. Now, when I get to Hebrews, Virginia Schultz, when I get to Hebrews chapter 12, I want to read the scripture to you the way it should be read to you. And I'm going to break down you about 9 or 10 different things that you can see exactly what I am communicating, okay? And I'm trying to communicate this truth because by communicating this truth, it's going to give you a different aspect on holiness and righteousness. It's going to give you a different aspect when it comes to understanding the power you're supposed to walk. Hello, Sharon, God bless you. And you got to begin to understand this from the aspect of God's perspective and not your perspective, okay? And there's many things we have postponed that we cannot possess. Whatever you postpone, postpone, you will not possess it. So you put some off to later, you'll never get it. You can't come and go at the same time, which is the most ridiculous doctrine I've heard teach and preachers teach, trying to make it in. One day it's going to be all right when I make it to that great city. And those are great songs. They get a lot of shouting and dancing in church, but some of these songs are quite erroneous. They contain a lot of our ignorance, and it goes to show that we have not done a great job in equipping the saints. You know, and big and strong as Thanos is in the Avengers movie, he understood that power alone wasn't enough to get what he wanted. He had to chase after the 6 stones. And when you read the Bible, God called us living stones. And so Christ wants to take these living stones and make a whole house out of it called a spiritual habitation, that him and the Father, the Holy Ghost, can live inside of us as we live in them. That there is where the real heaven is where God dwells. God dwells in our heart. We dwell in him. That's the real heaven. That's the city of Jerusalem. That's really paradise. God walking with us. But that was the problem. The book of Genesis, the Bible says they used to walk in the cool of the garden. So that connection, never being separated from God, is the key. So the blood of Christ, the crucifixion, the resurrection, did one thing. It brought us back together with God. Here's me a song back in the 80s. Says, reunited, and it feels so good. Reunited. I forgot the words. But anyway, but that was a song that was very famous back in the day. And I know you're reunited, you talk about a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. But when I hear reunited, that song takes a whole other meaning. And me and God got back together because one time we were separated because of our sin and made us far from God. But when Christ took the sin away, we got back with our dad, with our mom, and we're all one family together to be together throughout eternity, which is ridiculous. Let me read you a scripture. This is Hebrews 12. And I can go through the whole chapter because I did a whole SITU study in this whole book. And if you miss SITU, you can ask President Crystal how you can sign up and see some of these past lessons to learn some stuff. So sometimes we are so far off, Pastor Sharon, that we cannot operate in the authority we're supposed to operate in. So in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, and I want to read something to you. This is verse 18, Hebrews 12:18. And please follow along carefully. If you have your Bibles, If you have your swords, please follow along. Because people try to make a lot of this stuff futuristic when it really talks about being present, okay? And the more you understand where you are and where you stand, the more addictive you get to it. And then your life begins to align with something you love to be at. Now, people love to go to great adventure. They get addicted to it. I like to go to parks because they love to be there. When you start visiting a place and that place becomes a part of you, you do whatever you can to get to that place. Every year, my daughter got to get to great adventure. She just got to get there. She loves to ride, all that stuff. I'm not great adventure. I'm not really a great adventure rider for rides. I just see my daughter have a fun time. I just want her to be safe, so I'm not really on these rides. But she'll do whatever she got to do to get into this park. That park costs like $80, $90 to get in now. You know, and you got to get there and pay for food at regular old Disneyland. You know, it's like you pay the park there. You pay to pay. You get $90 to get in, and you got to pay for everything else besides a few rides. And you can't get out of all the rides. It's so crowded. You stand in line for about an hour. Anyway. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18 says, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched, that's physical. And let me read it the way I want to read it so you can really understand it. You have not come to a mountain that is burning with fire, or to a mountain that's in darkness, or to a mountain that's full of gloom and a storm. Or you have not come to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words as God, that those who heard it begged that no further word would be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. And if even an animal touched that mountain, it must be stoned. That sight was so terrifying that Moses says, I am trembling with fear. Now, what you don't understand, this is Exodus in the Old Testament. I think it's Exodus chapter 19. When God comes out the third heaven through the second heaven and manifests in the first heaven, and the whole mountain was on fire. God came down in his suit, the ways I'm going to show y'all what I'm really like. And he came down, and the folks were scared to death, including Moses. They were shaking. You might even get to see God in front of you, everything about him. Oh, my God, what a sight. And they said, oh, that's too much. We can't take that. Ooh. They were afraid of death. So then he says, but listen to this. Look how things change in verse 22. But you have come to Mount Zion. Now, I'm not an English major. I'm not that good at English. But I do know the word come means past tense. It does not say you will come. That's not what it says. So we keep teaching that. It will come someday, one day. All Zion, way over the rainbow. Shut up. You have come to Mount Zion. Z-I-O-N. In the Old Testament, the Z is an S, Mount Zion, okay? Old Testament, New Testament concealed. New Testament, Old Testament revealed. So when you hear the term Mount Zion, you got to think about a mountain. I mean, something that's large, on top, overseeing everything else. I live in the great city of Patterson, and we have a mountain where it's called Garrett Mountain. And every time you go to a mountain, it's high and lifted up. And most of the time, people don't live on mountains. They could have, but not really. Society really lives in city areas and rural areas. But on top of the mountain, it represents a view. You can go, you can overlook the city, overlook and see the authority of the uplifting heights of a building. All right? So mountain symbology speaks of one that's in a high place of authority. One of the reasons why even in Jerusalem right now today, the Palestinians fight with the Israelites. They fight over a piece of property called the Gaza Way, or that little town, or that little city called Jerusalem, because it's on top of a mountain. It's surrounded by mountains. It gives you a great strategic place for war. Whoever runs that city, owns that city, has a strategic advantage over all its enemies. So, and to some Palestinians, they feel, according to the Quran, that property belongs to them. And, of course, in the Bible, it says that the promised land belongs to the Israelites, all right? In the Israel of God, I don't really care who gets the property, because the real Jerusalem is spiritual. You can't see it. And the whole job is to take over the whole earth. You fight over a little city, a little state. My thing is, you can keep the city or state. Let me go after the whole earth, because the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. So the goal of this church is to take over the earth, all right? I'm going someplace. It says in verse 18, verse 22, that you have come to Mount Zion. Please write that down in your notes, everybody. Number one, you come to Mount Zion. So it's something you have come to, Okay, not have, you have come. All right? And also it is that you have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. So the real Jerusalem is heavenly. It is spiritual. You cannot see it. It's entered into by faith. Now that's right now. That's on the left 50% of you right now. You have come to a mountain and you've come to a heavenly city called Jerusalem. How do you spell it? J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. Let me break this thing down. J-E represents Jesus. Look at the E and R. Take the R, reverse it with the, take the R, reverse with the U. You get the E-U-R, which stands for the E-U-R, which is Europe, all right? You take the R-U, that's Russia. Look at USA, United States of America. Look at Salem, S-A-L-E-M. I'm going to be the church supposed to take Jesus and impact Europe, impact Russia, impact United States of America, and impact Salem, which is the Jerusalem that's over in the Middle East right now. I think when the church hits those strategic places, it impacts the whole earth, because I don't think that's not contained in that word for no reason. All right, and I didn't get that revelation. Nobody but God. I put it out here first, because once someone write about it, I just say I came with the first. And I'm mind the folks use it. But anyway, so it says the city, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels, which we, I call that uncountable angels. All right, who it says to the church of the firstborn, to the what? To the church of the firstborn. Oh my God, you mean the church? Yeah, you've come to the church. We're the church of the firstborn. Okay. Look at it. Or it's also called the assembly of the firstborn. What did the angels do? Assemble. It says also in verse 23, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. Okay? And you have come to God, the judge of all men, the judge of all men, not just church folks, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. All right? I was given the gift of righteousness through Christ, and then God perfects me as I live out my decree in the earth. Verse 24. To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkling blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Now, let me break this down to you, what I just read to you, because I'm not going to continue to stay on one subject. I got 3 minutes before my break. Here's the thing I want to read. You have come to Mount Zion, that's number one. You have come to heavenly Jerusalem, that's number two. You have come to the city of God, that's number three. You come amongst uncountable and numerous angels. Number four, you come to a joyful assembly of those angels. That's number five. You come to the church of the firstborn, or the assembly of the firstborn. That's number six. You come to those whose names are written in heaven. That's number seven. You come before the God, the judge of all. That's number eight. You come to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. Those are saved, dead and alive through Christ Jesus in the third heaven. Number nine. Number ten, you come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Number 11, you've come to sprinkle blood. Number 12, that blood speaks better than the blood of Abel. That's number 12, another sprinkle blood. Those are 12 things that you come to because you have come to Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior and put your faith in Christ. That is the promise. Those 12 things is the promise. And all of that is contained in the Holy Spirit in the kingdom. So when the Holy Spirit in the kingdom is poured out, we come to all 12 of these things. God bless you, Brother Mike. We come to all 12 of these things, and that's given to us by putting our faith in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the promise that he talked about, of course, in Hebrews chapter 11. Like 11, verse 39, it says, these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect. All right, so the promise was the coming of the Holy Spirit, the pouring out of the kingdom of God, access into all these spiritual blessings in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. Now, so here's a few things I realized. Mount Zion is not really a physical mountain. It's a spiritual exaltation in the third heaven, all right? Heavenly Jerusalem is not really a physical city we're supposed to focus on. It's a spiritual city. If we walk on our spiritual authority, we'll tap the real heavenly Jerusalem. All right, 220. I went 1 minute before our first break. You got the city of the living God. God lives in this city. He dwells in this city. Jerusalem and the Old Testament Jews were excited because they felt God lived in Jerusalem, and God took his seat inside the temple. And in 70 AD, the temple was torn down, and the city was burned to the ground. So my basis is God burnt up? He didn't really live there. It was temporarily. It was a commercial. The real city he lives in is the city of Jerusalem. And all these angels are there, you can't even count them. And they enjoy for something. I mean, they dance. They go on the line dance. These joyful angels are crazy. And they're there because we are assembled with them as the assembly of the firstborn. Any saint that say we gather together in a holy convocation, I really believe we get into praise and worship and prayer that everybody's there. As I'm not present, even dead saints, folks that went ahead of us, your mamas, your daddies, your brothers, we enter into this place. It's ridiculous. By faith, to the God, the judge of all, the spirits of righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, my God in the highest, to the strength of blood, to that blood that speaks better than Abel. 12 promises that was given to us because we put our faith in Christ Jesus. After this break, I'm going to come back and show you more and more about the wave of glory. If you really get a hold of what I'm teaching right now, these 12 things, your life in Christianity will go through a kingdom change. You won't live this type of defeatist mentality. You will get up and have a different aspect of life. We'll come back after this break. You've been listening to www.mikebroadcastgdv.com. We'll come back.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers
such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right. We're back to, of course, www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And we're also watching Mike live. And I want everybody to know the only reason I'm on DDV Radio and while I'm on Mike Radio and while I'm on www.glorysongs.net, because I got a support of people behind the scenes that tithe, give offerings, and pray for me. Let me say it one more time. They tithe, give offerings, and they pray for me. Those are the three reasons why I'm able to communicate this kingdom gospel. So when you sow into my life, it looks like you're supporting my ministry for the world. I would hate for folks to die to go to heaven. And God, I say, how you spend all that money on TV and clothes and trips? And you don't even tithe and give offering to kingdom ministry. Well, Pastor Mike, I give money to poor people. I give money. No. You just got to give it to where the kingdom of God is being demonstrated and taught. In the book of Acts, they made the money at the apostles' feet, not at Macy's feet, not at the bowling alley. If you give more money to trips and stuff you like to do, but it's not tithing and offering to the kingdom, we're disobedient. We are just plain old disobedient. And you can get mad all you want. You're a thief and a robber. Kingdom come first. Uncle Sam don't ask you to take taxes. He take them. They don't ask you to give. They take them because they don't trust you to pay them. So when you're checking his cash, you take out 33%, 40% based on the level of your income. Because Uncle Sam's, we need your tax dollars to take care of the roads, pay the cops. New Jersey taxes are high because we got all these little towns, these little cities. Every town and city got their own fire department, got their own police department, got their own this department, that department, got their own this, their own that. And that's why our taxes are high, because no one wants to consolidate. You start consolidating, you start saving costs. All right, anyway, here we go. Back to Hebrews. So I just showed you in Hebrews chapter 12 that we come to a city of Jerusalem. Then he says this. Look at Hebrews 12, verse 25. Watch this and hear me. Church folks, watch me and hear me. This is how you know the authority in Christ. If you don't understand the authority in Christ, you're going to think he's going to a church building. I'm getting like a lot past ass for ignorance. It says here in Hebrews, and we believe the Apostle Paul wrote it, see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. Now, God is saying, I'm warning you. I'm telling you what's offered to you. Don't rebel against God. I'm going to tell you why God is saying this. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? Now, you don't figure out why is this being said. I'm going to show you about how to execute the text. Verse 26, at that time, his voice shook the whole earth. But now he has promised, once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Now, in some Jewish idioms, heaven and earth represents the Jewish temple, the whole Jewish city, and the tearing down of the old priesthood and shake up the camp because there was so much wickedness going on there. All right, tax are high in Maryland, D.C., too. It's the nation's capital. Verse 27, the words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken. What could be shaken? The temple, the stuff in the temple, all the stuff they were doing, the sacrifice, anything that could be moved, will be moved. That is created things. So that what cannot be shaken will remain. You can't shake this heavenly Jerusalem because you can't touch it with physical hands. You can't shake this mountain because this mountain is established spiritually. You can't shake the angels because they're invisible in and out. You can't, which means man has no control over this. God, I have established it, and as such. And if you want to tap into a spiritual authority, it must be tapped into by faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith in Christ, faith works with Christ, not outside of Christ. Faith through Christ give you access to the mountain of Zion. He gives you access to the heavenly Jerusalem. Faith in Christ gives you access to the city of the living God. Faith in Christ allows you to work with angels you can't even count. Faith in Christ gives you the spirit of joy amongst the angels. Faith in Christ allows you to join with other people who have died in the faith, the assembly of the church of the firstborn, holy convocation. Faith also is the assembly of the firstborn, names written in heaven, to the God, to the judge of all, to the spirits of righteousness made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to his blood that speaks better than Abel. All these things are made available to us right now while we live by putting our faith in Christ. And these things have to be embraced. It has to be received. It has to be committed to. You have to live for it and live through it. This is the power. Is there anything else going to be shaken? Now, let me tell you why he said this. I'm going to get switch gears to something else. 28 says something. I want you to put this in your cap and think hard about it. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom. Now, notice the term. Now, it depends on in your Bible translation, because the term receiving means not only receiving presently, but also receiving in future. And I believe it carries a connotation of two things going on simultaneously. Like, you got the keys to the kingdom now, and though you're in the kingdom now, more of the kingdom is coming. It's like transitionally, piece by piece, coming towards you while something else is being removed and put away. 28 says this, and I love this verse. Boy, I wish we could get a hold of this verse in our mind. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, because when you had it was shook, 70 AD is going to be shook all the way to the ground, let us be thankful, which means grateful and humble. And let us worship God, which means stay committed to God, be one with him. Worship is more than a song. Stay obedient with him and follow him with all of your heart. Acceptable with reverence. Be fearful of his presence, which means a respectable fear, not a tormenting fear. And be in awe, which means, oh, wait, I can't believe I was given all this. Awe means, I can't believe I have all this stuff. I can't believe I'm at the table with God. Our God is a consuming fire. Now, while I'm teaching a preacher, I'm on fire, sweating. Because God's presence is in the car with me. And God's presence is on me as I minister this gospel of the kingdom. Now, which means that when you start reading terms like Mount Zion, heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God, Israel, the Israel of God, you got to start thinking from a spiritual point of view and not always physical. Because this is something you enter into by faith. And once you enter into by faith, man, the promise is to be appropriated. Now, what God looks for is obedience in the first heaven. Don't hear all these words I'm teaching and preaching you, and you don't put them in action. I tell you to sow seed. Some of y'all don't. I tell you to tithe, you rob, and get up and go do what you want to do. You're not attending a local church. You're not being submitted and committed to a local house. And then we seem to call God when it's time for fire insurance. Or we in trouble. My son is sick, Red. My daughter's sick, Pastor Mike. My uncle dying. My mama got hit by a car. And we got to always find these folks and go pray with people and minister to them. And I always ask them the question first. I said, who's your pastor? What local church you belong to? Or do you have someone who speaks over your life? Who's your teacher or your equipper on Facebook? I need to know, because I like to follow protocols. When people ask me to come pray with people, I always ask, okay, who's your pastor first? I start asking questions. And these are questions sometimes, but I don't like to go to church. I poke all that in my money. I said, yeah, but this stuff has an impact on you right now. So you have time to give an offering. Where's your back shield? If the vow is loose to do what he wants with you, because you have no back shield. So when you're robbing, tithing offers, there's no covering. Look at that little grace message I keep hearing about that grace took away everything. That's not true. Read the whole Bible. God still requires you to be obedient to him. Christ kept the law for you so that the heavens are keeping law no longer on your shoulders, but to be free and don't obey the law is just as wrong. Nah, man. God still wants an obedient people. He still wants someone to live for him, but Christ lives you through us. So I read you Hebrews, and I show you the city of Jerusalem takes on a different type of mindset. Okay, watch this. Let me go to Psalm 61. This is the famous scripture that Jesus Christ quotes. And look what it says. Psalm 61, I'm going to get this on because I'm going to get this in. Not Psalm 61, I'm sorry, Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 is the scripture that Jesus Christ, how can you call God for fire or sure when you refuse to pay the premiums? President Kristen, you the bomb diggity girl. Are you lit? That's great. That's right. I'm paying. You're not paying the premiums. That's right. Oh, get out of breach. Oh, you got to work that service. I'm on fire insurance and refuse to pay the premium. And there's been people who didn't pay that monthly payment and got in the car accident and found their insurance was canceled. House burned to the ground and insurance company had to pay nothing because you didn't pay the premium. Oh, my God, I tell you, man. Church folks are famous for asking God to come on the scene to do something and live disobedient lives all the way up to that point. Now, when your son and daughter is sick, you got no insurance. Now, if it wasn't on the mercy and grace of God, you'd be in trouble. And there have been some incidents, God's mercy and grace has covered people, and there's been some incidents where God says, I'm not doing nothing. They're going to die. And I couldn't say that at the funeral because, you know, people, you know, you can't say certain things at funerals because they can't take it. That's not the right time to say it. I learned that in the book of Job. Some things, you just don't say nothing. You say, just shake your head because in their heart, you know, they are not in the position where God told them. And a lot of times, y'all think God's protecting you. It's not that God's protecting you. It means that the devil is not omnipresent. He ain't got to yet. Once you recognize that there's an entrance and there's a place to get in, there's no shield of faith up, he got you. Look at Isaiah chapter 61, and I won't read the whole thing. Let me show you something. Christ quotes this scripture in Luke 4 when he comes on the scene at the temple at Nazareth. And he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has, or also means humble, he has, or the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and the release of darkness of the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion. How are you grieving and you're in Zion? Because this type of Zion was a physical Zion. This represents the Jewish people who were supposed to be leaders, but them themselves were taken into captivity by the spirit of slavery, bondage, by another type of Jewish leadership that had become erroneously illegal and running the people into the ground. Also, Rome became the authority over them. So this Zion was in tears. But guess what? There's another Zion in tears when the city of Jerusalem in the temple was torn down brick by brick in 70 AD. So this was prophesying that there's going to be tears and judgment against the very people that I raised up due to their wickedness. And I'm going to scatter them. I'm going to shake it. And what's going to remain is a new heaven and a new earth. What's the new heaven and a new earth? It's Mount Zion. In Hebrews chapter 12, that's the new heaven, new earth. There's a new physical and spiritual connection. It's not a physical temple, it's a spiritual temple. This is the new heaven and new earth. Put that on your mind. Put that in your heart. Put that in your spirit. And then begin to demonstrate to that authority in Christ. Once you start seeing that type of authority, man, this stuff is incredible. It says this, to provide for them, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. What ashes? The ashes of burning up the temple. Those are the ashes. The oil of gladness instead of mourning. Why you cry? Because my city has been torn down. My walls have been burnt up. Not one brick left on top of another. This is a prophetic prophetic word, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And they will be called oaks of righteousness. Who are the oaks of righteousness? It's the Israel of God. It's the body of Christ. It's the ecclesia. It's one that got the keys in the third heaven, the second heaven, and can implement it in the first heaven. This is the one they're called oaks of righteousness. A planting of the Lord for the display of the splendor. Look what we're supposed to be doing. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities and that have been devastated for generations. That's the job of this church. Rebuild the ancient ruins that's been devastated for generations. Rebuild the ancient ruins, restore the places long devastated, and renew the ruined cities. That's the goal of the church, the ecclesia. We're supposed to restore and renew. We're too busy trying to get to heaven, take off and leave. How is the earth the Lord's, the fullness thereof? And we turn the earth over to everybody. Everybody wants the earth but the church. You know, earth is not my home. It's not my home. I told them, where is your home, baby? Heaven is my home. But the Bible says the heavenly Jerusalem comes down. It's above. It comes down. Galatians 4. Revelation 19, I think, or 20. Call a bride comes down. It comes down. You possess it now by faith. And I do believe that one day there'll be a real heaven Jerusalem that manifests on earth, but it still comes down to the earth. We're going to live on this earth throughout eternity. Some of y'all can't even live. Some of y'all are so, you know, you listen to Jehovah's Witnesses, they some of them be scared of them, like the mob, hide under the table, they ring your doorbell. Because they teach you stuff that seems to contradict what you was taught. So they used to come to my point and say, you're going to heaven forever? And they say, yes, I am. And they'll pull the scripture out. What the Bible says, that the city of Jerusalem comes out of earth and it lands. It comes out of heaven and lands on the earth. Now, where are you going? And you'd be baffled. Blah, 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 blah. You don't know what to say, because they know the Bible better than you know the Bible. The heaven that people are at right now, that includes some of your dads, your moms, your sisters, your brothers, your siblings, your aunts, your uncles, people that died ahead of you, good friends died in car accidents, folks that love the Lord, they died. We believe God will heal them, but they went to heaven anyway. These folks are in paradise now. But the day will come when that paradise will finally end up on this earth. But in the meantime, if we tap into Christ Jesus and come into the kingdom, we can experience them all gathering together. That's why people can feel your loved ones walking with them, your father right by your side. I know this is deep for some of you. I know this don't line up with some of your Baptist traditions and some of your Methodist traditions, but there are people that really believe that when people die, they're right by you. We like to say that funerals because it makes them feel good when they cry. He's in your heart. She's in your heart. And scripture plainly says that we are surrounded by this greater cloud of witnesses. Where's the cloud connected to? Mount Zion. Heaven, Jerusalem, the city of the living God. Look, they're right here as one. All right, now watch this. So it said, now I read that. Now let me read you something else because time running out. I might have to teach it later. It's 2:50. I got 5 minutes.
Hold on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hold on, Robin, just get this guy. All right.
Now watch this. I want you to hold your finger there and jump back to Psalms 76. I showed you Isaiah 61. I showed you Hebrews chapter 12. Now let me show you in God's mind, what does Mount Zion mean to him? And what does these terms mean? Because it's real difficult when you just come from one aspect. I got to give you different pieces to show you the deal. Psalm 76 says, in Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. Is to the rock, to the L. His tent is in Salem. That's the last 5 letters of the name Jerusalem. His dwelling place in Mount Zion. So Mount Zion is symbolic of God dwelling there. So in the Old Testament, when they saw the mountain of Zion or Jerusalem on top of the mountain, to them, it's like God lives there. And the temple on top of Mount Zion represent God living in the temple. When they get the priesthood, it was like they were coming before God. But God had long moved out, and he thought he was still doing it because the system was having so perverted and twisted. God said, that stuff's going to be removed and torn down, and what's going to be left is that kingdom that's unshakable. But look what happens symbolically when you dwell on Mount Zion, the way it should be dwelled. And verse 3 says, there, God broke the flashing arrows, the shields, the swords, and the weapons of war. Let me read you 4 different types of weapons that Satan uses against the church. Flashing arrows or arrows on fire, yeah? Shields, swords, and these are called weapons of war. These 4 things the enemy uses against Israel. But if Israel was ever to find a true location in our heart and our mind, God will break their power. Flashing arrows ain't nothing but a bunch of flaming darts sent against your loved ones, against you. God can shut them down. What's it? Shield. Shield is what Satan puts up to keep you out of something. That's why hell got gates. When you put gates up, it's to keep something out. So there's something the devil is hiding you don't want the church to get. So he puts up like a shield to block it. When you look at the movie Thanos and the Avengers Endgame, Thanos is trying to keep the Avengers from taking the gloves from him. He's shielding it. That's why God can break that spirit. And if you got a sword, the devil have a sword. Sword stands for offensive, to attack. Very attractive devil. He will attack you. But guess what? He that understands the true meaning of Mount Zion, you can break his sword. You can break his sword. And then he says that you are resplendent with light, more majestic than mountains rich with game. And your enemy lie and ready to attack you. But when they sleep their last sleep. Now, one of their warriors can lift their hands against you. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. You alone are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? From heaven, you pronounce your judgment, and the land feared, and it was quiet. Now, let me tell you this. I'm going to begin to close. I got 1 minute, 254. I gave it the wave of glory. And that's what I call this day, the wave of glory. And the glory will not wave until you really understand who you are and who you sit next to. You are seated in heavenly places. Act like it. You're on top of a mountain. Sit down and act like it. You come into a place of overcoming every obstacle. Stop making excuses to quit and always give up. The book of Hebrews deals with Jews who became Christians and try to go back being regular Jews because of the persecution. And Paul was saying, stop punking. You have come to a mountain. Take your seat. Take your rightful place. Fight back at Thanos. Put your weapons up. God will fight for you. He's a consuming fire. Angels all around you. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Step into that thing. Hey, thank you for listening to www.mybroadcastgd.com. We'll connect next week. Don't forget church this Sunday at 9:30. Tune in on my live. I got to go. Thank you for listening to www.mybroadcastgd.com.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top top dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.